Danny, it's a frustrating afternoon out there, just seeing your side lose 2-1 against Main Road, but perhaps deserved a little bit more than you got on the pitch there.
Arguably, in terms of performance-wise and in terms of the game, if you watched it, you wouldn't say that we were necessarily the worst side, and you wouldn't say coming away with nothing was a fair reflection on the game, but that's football. I thought we played well in parts, I thought we started the game well. Second half, we're much the better team as we look to get the goal back, but I think it just shows at this level you can't make two basic mistakes and get away with it. We were doing that earlier on in the season. We seemed to have cut it out of our game, but it's crept back in today. So two silly mistakes gave ourselves a mountain to climb. When we looked relatively comfortable, we looked to be managing the game well, on top, creating the better opportunities. But that's football. We're all humans, we're always going to make mistakes. I was pleased with how we responded. We got back on the front foot and we attacked them, and we had a good go without ever really testing their keeper. So on reflection, disappointing, frustrating, but that's football. We go again next week and we look forward to it.
I mean, first 10-15, it was all us really. Scored the penalty, looked fairly comfortable, I'd say, and then just two sloppy goals to end the first half on, and perhaps gave Main Road a bit of confidence, that first one, and then they perhaps up themselves a little bit and got that second one to end the half.
It does. Goals change games, and I think that our goal came at just the right time for us. We were getting on top, and even after that, and the 10 minutes that followed, we still looked to be comfortably in control of the game. One, our heads went down a bit there, they got their heads up, and they went and got the second. But even so, I was pleased with the way we responded. Two sloppy goals, we move on, we learn from that, and hopefully next week we'll have no sloppy goals and a clean sheet.
And then last 20-25 minutes, fair to say that it was all gate again, and they maybe dropped down a level and tried to preserve the lead that they had, and we had plenty of corners and chances to get that goal.
Yeah, I think you'd be doing our lads a bit of a disservice if we said they dropped down a level. I think we upped it a level. I think we, even in the first half when we were relatively comfortable, we still had two or three more gears to get through. I'd have said the first half, whilst apart from the goals, we were third gear all game. And that's what's frustrating, because you know the lads have got it in them. And that last 20, we got up to the speed of the game and we had a right good go at it. But it shouldn't wait for us to be 2-1 down last 20 for that to happen. We should have that intensity to our play from the first minute. So we knew we had gears to go through. The players we've got out there on the pitch have got better quality in them than you saw today. And we will perform a lot better. It was okay, but it can be a lot better. And that's what I'm hoping for. And we saw a bit last 20, just couldn't find the net.
And next up, back here again next Saturday, hosting Winsford United. They've picked a few results of late, but they're one of them sides where you don't really know what to expect. A bit like Main Road, really.
Yeah, I think I remember playing Winsford down here last season, and they're a big, strong team, and they hit the front men early, and they're a fit team as well, and they've got quite a decent fan base, so they're always going to be up there, mid-table, pushing on top half. And I think if they're honest with themselves, they probably underperformed the first half of the season. I think the win against 1874 on Boxing Day has given them confidence, and they're following that through, and that's what I want us to do. They've got something good, and they're on a run, and they're making the most of that run. And we need to do that. We needed to do that today. Four games unbeaten going into it. We needed to continue to build. Unfortunately, with a few young lads, and really sums our season up, is the inconsistency. We can go from one of the best teams in the league to a team that you'd look at and go, how the hell have these guys got 33 points? How are they mid-table? And everything else. So that key for me moving over the next few weeks is to get that inconsistency right, and to make sure that week in, week out, I know what I'm getting from the lads. And hopefully we'll get that like Winsford have. And it'll be a tough game for us, no doubt.
And just a word on your new signing in the team today. Bit of a benefits both teams really. Signing Matt Mahoney from Bamber Bridge means he can build up his fitness, gives us another player in midfield while we're short on people, with Gibbo injured and you struggling.
We're going for struggling, is that the word? Yeah. That he used for? Yeah, just old. We'll go for just old. 26 and retiring. No, Matt's great. I've known Matt. We were at Fylde together a few years back, and he's a very good player. He hasn't played in a few weeks. can play centre mid as you saw today, or right back equally as comfortable, and he's a top class performer. I spoke to Renault yesterday, and he needs games, and if he gets a game today and a game next week and another game, then that's great for us because he makes us a better team when he's in it. So I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. You can see his quality out there on the pitch today, and I'm sure Renault will want him back at Brigg sooner rather than later. But for the time being, he's a bonus. And as you say, we were missing Sparky today. Gibbo's injured. I'm struggling. And yeah, so it was good. He came in and I thought he did really well. His leg's obviously tired. He hasn't played in a while. And then we just made the change towards the end. But first half an hour, he controlled the game, him and Mike all in midfield. And I think Mike's getting stronger and stronger. And if we can put him in there with someone of Matt's quality, he's only going to improve. And hopefully they can continue the good performance by both of them next week.
Thank you very much.